I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Syrian government says it's going to shut down an American school and cultural center in its capital, Damascus. It's part of the response to what appears to have been a deadly ground attack by U.S. forces on a Syrian village near the border with Iraq. Unnamed U.S. officials are quoted as saying the raid on Sunday was aimed at a smuggling ring bringing foreign fighters and weapons into Iraq. Syria says 17 civilians died in what it's calling terrorist aggression. The World's Matthew Bell reports on what all this might mean for the next U.S. president.
A homemade video surfaced today, allegedly showing U.S. helicopters taking part in Sunday's late afternoon raid at a Syrian village about 5 miles from the border with Iraq. News reports based on anonymous U.S. officials say the target of the raid was an insurgent leader linked to the group Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and that U.S. special forces succeeded in killing him. American military commanders in Iraq have long accused Syria of failing to do enough to stop the flow of militants and weapons across the border, but former CIA officer Paul Piller says the timing of this attack is curious.
The action was taken even though Syria has made good faith effort to better control the border with Iraq, and indeed U.S. officials, including U.S. military officials, responsible for the counterinsurgency in Iraq have said so in recent months.
Still, if the Bush administration wanted to send a message to the Syrians, its window of opportunity might be closing within days. Joshua Landis is with the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma.
I don't know what the protocol is, but I assume that once there's a new president-elect, it would be polite, at least for President Bush, to consult with them before launching into something like this.
The Obama campaign declined requests for one of its spokespeople to do an interview for this story, but McCain campaign spokesman Michael Goldfarb told me the recent attack in Syria highlights an important difference between the candidates on national security.
Senator McCain has long argued that Syria needed to do more to crack down on terrorists moving from its territory into Iraq. And Senator McCain believes there should be no safe haven for terrorists that attack American troops.
Goldfarb went on to criticize Obama for expressing a willingness to meet the leaders of Syria, a nation that Washington has designated a state sponsor of terrorism. Middle East expert Joshua Landis, who also authors the blog Syria Comment, says it's no surprise that the Obama campaign doesn't want to focus on this issue.
First of all, the Obama campaign is focusing on the economy like a laser beam right now. That's their winning card. They don't want to get into a foreign policy debate with McCain on this. That's a losing card for them because it's McCain's strong suit, and it's complicated. It's not easy. Dealing with Syria is a delicate issue.
Landis says McCain, if he's elected, would be likely to take a similar hawkish approach towards Syria as the Bush administration has done, while Obama, he says, subscribes to the general idea laid out by the Iraq Study Group, and that is one of diplomatic engagement.
Now, obviously, he's willing to use force when he needs it, but he wants to start a different approach to this. That means that you have to negotiate with Syria. And you have to reward Syria. In a sense, you have to give them. You have to compromise with Syria. You have to say, okay, we're going to send back our ambassador, and that's the way we're going to get better compliance on the border. We're going to, you know, we're not going to bomb you. We're going to negotiate and compromise with you.
Landis says none of that lends itself to catchy soundbites, especially in the final week of the presidential race. There's a problem, though, with predicting what any presidential candidate would do in a similar situation that led to Sunday's attack in Syria. Again, former CIA officer Paul Piller.
There's darn little that we can, in this campaign year or any other campaign year, extrapolate about what a President X would do versus a President Y. You know, the great majority of things that incumbent presidents do in foreign and security policy have to do with reacting to events, reacting to challenges and opportunities, in ways that could not possibly have been predicted by platforms and campaign rhetoric, or even just the reputations of the candidates.
Piller says U.S. presidents make decisions by reacting to specific sets of circumstances, not by following a neat set of ideological principles. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.